The fraudulent promises to change your core beliefs. Do you think that the words spoken in your head are your beliefs?
What words?
You say.
That what words?
Was two of them. The words are spoken in your head. There is a whole lot of talking that seems to be going on in your head, and if you think it is you, then they accomplished what they intended, you become a puppet on word strings. There is no such thing as a belief, and those words are not belief.
Don't believe me?
Just add words consciously, and see how much difference they make.
None, that's how much.
I myself ran long experiments on affirmations, those are questions, and I can proudly report, none of them made any difference.
The broadcast.
On the other hand, I heard in a course back in the fall of 1991 that there is a broadcast we all hear and we filter out what seems to be relevant to us. So seemingly we all hear a different broadcast. I started to listen, consciously, curiously, and yet in a detached way, back then. I heard the voice talk about me, about life, about other people, about my chances for success, happiness, and untimely death. The moment I managed to hear it as radio, I managed to be less affected by it, as long as I listened. The moment I got busy with other things, suddenly the same voices became frighteningly personal. This was, gasp, 31 years ago, so I've had a lot of practice. The broadcast didn't stop. I never stopped hearing it. It never changed its tune. I managed to change my relationship to it. And now, while I still take 8% of it personally, especially when there is some upheaval by some change, my life, my inner life isn't even similar to what it used to be. No misery. None. I used to be wretched. And I used to think of myself most of the time. I have attempted to train people in becoming awake and aware of the broadcast. The training did work for people while the training lasted. But this, hearing the voices as a broadcast, needs to be a lifetime commitment to follow, and you don't do anything that long. Something is broken in you that you are unable or unwilling to do anything long term. You seem to forget everything between moving from one topic to another, from one life domain to another. Many of you never hear, but that is a different problem. When I measure how much you think about yourself, I, in essence, say, how much time you listen to the broadcast as your own voice, as the truth, or alternatively argue with the words of the broadcast that you think is you. I observed myself last night, reading the Ed Deutsch book, Why We Do What We Do, and noticed at the end of a paragraph that my eyes were reading, by I wasn't reading. I was, instead, debating stuff in my head. Now, that debate had some connection to what I was reading, but that is not the point. I was closed to any new information, any input. It could not have made a difference with me, even if it could have potentially been a lifesaver. For me or for you. I read for you, by the way. I am more interested in my project, Turn Around the Tide of Misery, than in my own money, or my own anything, including health. Why? Well, that is my passion, and that is my expertise. To return you to yourself, cause you to stop listening to the broadcast, and be your own person, with your own opinion, with your own interest, instead of being separated, alienated from yourself. There is the broadcast, and then there are millions of helpful morons who join in the chorus of the broadcast, make it their agenda to convince you that what you hear is your belief, and you should change it. The list of PhDs, and experts and such people is very long. And you know so many. But to my knowledge no one knows and no one teaches from the big picture. Bill Harris is just one of those experts. Just one of the people who take advantage of your inability to tell what is you and what isn't. Just an aside, one of the magical functions of the Harmonize Avatar State Audio is this clarity. It makes it clear to you that all that caca isn't you, all that noise isn't you. You are inside, and all that noise is outside of the self. What triggered this article is Bill Harris' email that landed in my mailbox, a sales letter, pushing his Soundless Affirmations audio. He says, this audio puts you in theta brain state, and therefore the affirmations will work. Bah humbug. Even if all the affirmations got absorbed by your mind, it won't or wouldn't make any positive difference for you. Why? Because just like the broadcast, these sentences are lies. You are neither worthless, stupid, or unlovable. But nor are you brilliant, adorable, and a genius, sorry to pop your bubble. I am a success. I can be, do and have everything I want. These are two of his 17 silent affirmations. They are mostly lies. But even if they are true, something else, deeper than the conscious beliefs, deeper than the truth is operating. The undertow. Now, mind you, Landmark's technology, possibility is effective, while the words live as a possibility. For most people this never happens, for some it lasts until they sleep on it, and those with special skills they learned, the skill of keeping a possibility alive as a possibility, maybe for years. When I published a quasi-adult magazine, I hired a coach with landmark training for the only purpose, to help me speak the possibility I invented for the magazine into aliveness, once a week, at $250 a pop. When my rent was $400 a month. It was that important to me. Possibilities come alive as possibilities in speaking. Left in your head they fall apart and become an affirmation. Toxic. When your brain is in theta mode, which you are most of the day, or the broadcast would not wreak havoc with you, you'll hear the affirmations of this Bill Harris invented sentences as part of the broadcast. Now, if these sentences resonate with you, if these sentences sound true to you, we know that you are a wishful thinker, seriously deluded. You are a moocher, you live in la la land, not in reality. I have had students like that. They have an internal voice that tells them that they are special and that they shouldn't even attempt to do anything for what they want, or they may lose their specialness. What is underneath, the other side of the coin is being useless, worthless, a nobody. You are not a success, or you would not be interested in listening to anything, duh. And you can't be, do and have everything you want. You can have anything but you can't have everything. Sorry, but you cannot have success without working for it. You wish. Saying so won't make it so. Life is reality, and in reality you get what you work for. Learn for. Invent for. Negotiate for. Nothing falls on your lap. You can steal. And you can beg. You can mooch, and you probably do, but you won't enjoy it. Because yourself only enjoys what it earned. My absolute favorite expression from the 67 steps is ratcheting. Step 49. A ratcheting tool moves its intended target, and then locks in the gain. And next time you use it, it is starting from where it left off, unlike you. You always go back to zero. The tragedy of Sisyphus, the Greek mythology figure is your tragedy, he has to start at the bottom of the hill every morning. Because he does no ratcheting. Just like you. You need to lock in the gain and stop the negative inertia, the rock rolling down the hill. But the problem is, you tend to go unconscious. And you cannot go unconscious, and hope to lock in the gain. You cannot go from working towards and then going into wishing and dreaming and lock in the gain of the work you've done. I am not saying that you are stupid, because that would be a statement on your capacity. Capacity you have. Habits you don't. The magical thing about Benjamin Franklin was that he ratcheted. He practiced a different virtue every day, cycled through, in order, 13 virtues, if I remember correctly, and held on to them. I notice that when I start something new, like now, a project, for example, I have a hard time holding onto, locking in any gains. It takes a lot of work for me to get anything done, when I am in this upheaval state. I am not sure about anything, it is chaotic, and I make mistakes. I try to be creative with everything, instead of what I normally do, build, lock in the gain, build some more, lock in the gain. Most of you have never thought of locking in the gain. It is actually enough to intend to lock in the gain. You need to know what was the gain, and that is a problem for most of you. You need to train yourself to pay attention, and call a spade, a gain, a success. Instead of saying, I am successful, a blanket statement, instead or that, look what you did well that day, anything that you could lock in the gain, so next day you can ratchet it up. I remember doing that for the very first time, as a daily habit. When I did the 90-day wealth conditioning back in 2003 was it? Note I interviewed 50 people from my class, and none of them did the actions prescribed in that PDF from the Millionaire Intensive course. I was the only one. /note. I listed 5 successes for the day, I did the dishes, I picked up after myself, I made a phone call. No big successes. Big successes are non-existent. Life is made of small successes that were retained, sustained so one could build on top of them. 2 days ago I bought a software to make sales videos. It came with templates. I tested it. I made a video. Success. I did not enjoy the process and I did not like the result. I saw the software's limitations so I decided that it is not useful for me. I asked for a refund. I got it. How many successes do you detect in this paragraph? Please comment. Now, if I manage to stop the negative inertia, or if I manage to hold on to the learnings, I will now start making short sales videos without a template, using my own rhythm, my own music, and test and test and test. Until I succeed. If I don't hold on to it, I may tune into the broadcast that says, No matter what I do, I can't succeed. Familiar? One of my big awakening moments was when I realized that sentence, no matter what I do, is a lie. It always comes when I did just a little, or nothing. And this is your life in a nutshell. You don't do, and then you lie. You have flash in the pan results, flashes of insights, and then they are gone. Forever. Nothing is held onto. And then you buy some stupid affirmation CD that says that you are successful and that you can do, have, be anything you want. Who are you kidding? Unless you retain, hold on to, ratchet in learnings, behaviors, gains, you are not going anywhere, unless going down is going somewhere. So, what is the first thing you need to gain territory from the dark side, aka society, is learning that the voices in your head are not yours. The practice is called the Amish horse training method. You'll never be done with it, but unless you ratchet it up, keep building on the insights, you will never go any place. Guaranteed. It won't matter how many energies you buy and maybe even listen to. It won't matter your cell hydration. It won't matter how many people say you are pretty, smart, or a great person. You'll be wretched, my dear, and that is that. Summary and solution. Beliefs as important elements of your behavior are a lie, a fraud perpetrated on you. Beliefs are external to who you are and don't influence your actions other than maybe your words, attitude, arrogance, all irrelevant to your happiness, to your success, to your fulfillment. The core unchangeable ideas you have about yourself or about the world are actually self-concerns. They are like a two-sided coin, they have a fear and its supposed fix. Here are a few examples: I am worthless / I am a genius. I don't matter / I am a contribution. Or, I am not important / I am special and that makes me important. I am not pristine yet on these unchangeable ideas, self-concerns. But one thing is clear to me. If you cannot change it, then manage it. My unchangeable self-image is that I am worthless, that I am a throwaway like a used tissue. It is the undertow. And it is underneath everything I do. Unless I consciously manage it, it rules the day. It wholly gives my actions to prove that I am worthless. The compensation is not words, but action. Telling myself I am not worthless, or anything else is ineffective. In fact, the issue is that I may do, unconsciously. So what is the opposite of worthless? Worthy. If and when I, unconsciously, consider myself and my offers worthy, I don't think I have to sell them, so I don't. And when no one buys, I am surprised. Being prepared, knowing how to manage your unchangeable self-image is the most important thing you can learn. I can help you with that. We'll do some of that in today's Money Roots workshop. Look at your core idea, your main self-concern, and kick around some ideas of how to manage it instead of living in a la-la land that isn't doing it. How do you manage yourself out of the ditch?